Welcome to Smarter Mobility Africa Digital Podcast. Our SMA event covered a lot of ground on the 5th and the 7th of October, and the rail industry was recognized as one of the key players needed for the smarter mobility ecosystem. Joining me today is Ms. Makgola Makololo. She is the Director of Business Development, Sales and Marketing at Alstom. Alstom was a key player in this year's Smarter Mobility Africa event, and she is here to give us a little bit more information about her keynote address, which took the SMA audience by storm. It's great to have you here with us to discuss the role and the importance of smarter mobility. Welcome.
Hello, Anazi. Thank you for having me.
So I'm just going to go straight into it. There was a report that was compiled by Go Metro, and it illustrated the behavioral statistics for public transport in South Africa and how people use it. So rail was the lowest mode of transport used by South Africans. Given those stats, why do you think that this is the case for rail?
Well, I think that in South Africa, the rail service has been in decline for some time. And over and above that, I think the impact of COVID has also had a negative impact on rail as a mass transit solution, and people losing confidence in a mass transit solution that results in crowding and so forth. And that, we need to work over a period of time to build the confidence back in rail as a mass mobility solution post-COVID, and for people to have the confidence to travel back. And we are seeing that recovery in the numbers and people going back to using rail for their day-to-day commuting. I think there also has been a growth in private car usage for individuals in South Africa. And I think that's what drives the different choice or behavior in choice for passengers. We know traditionally South Africa has a lot of preference for taxi service, or it's a more available service that passengers have had. So I think rail still has a significant role to play. We will recover in that sector, and as the service recovers, we should see the numbers starting to improve.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you in terms of those statistics. China and India are ranked the highest users of rail across the world. So in comparison to other developing countries, where is South Africa on the map, and how far behind are we in utilizing our rail networks?
I think relative to our neighbors in the region, South Africa has a well-developed and existing large rail network. And I think there is a lot of projects in the pipeline to improve the network and to contribute to making the network more accessible. I think the spatial planning of South Africa in terms of proximity to where people live and to the major economic hub still makes rail a really important a mode of transport for people to commute. So I think governments continued investment and execution of large rolling stock programs is in line with the need to improve and ensure that we upgrade the infrastructure and the trains and locomotives available to ensure that that service is available.
Absolutely. I also have noticed that amongst the challenges that you've mentioned in your first response, that there are also infrastructural challenges. And do you think maybe that's what South Africa is facing, and that's why our rail system is a little bit behind compared to the other countries?
Yes, I think we do have aging infrastructure, but I think, in the midst of COVID, we seem to have a worsening and a degradation of the rail infrastructure. The extent of vandalism seems to have worsened, which has the potential to slow down development and the availability of service. However, with the recent increase in the efforts to curb the scourge, we remain positive that the execution of rail infrastructure projects that the government is doing will continue to further contribute to optimizing and safeguarding the functioning of the rail network in South Africa.
Absolutely. So the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, they published a national infrastructure plan. And that plan focuses on integrated transport for freight and passengers. Do you feel that the government has been able to implement and provide solutions to rail challenges? And if they haven't, what's missing? And if they have, then what are those things that they've helped improve in rail?
Yes, I think the published National Infrastructure Plan is a robust plan that takes into account, you know, all kinds of transport modes that are available, whether it's rail, road, and air, to be able to have a robust transport system for South Africa. So I think the plan is quite robust. I think the market has solutions available in order to enable the plan to be realized. I think at this point, what we need is really a robust implementation plan that, you know, of course, is supported by funding from government and a proper implementation structure that can hold all stakeholders accountable to ensure that we do deliver on this plan and to ensure that South Africa can advance its transport systems to ensure that we enable seamless mobility of people and goods on a day-to-day basis. So I think it is a great plan that is available. I think the cocktail or the enabler is going to be collaboration between private sector, public sector, this different spheres of government in enabling that this can be implemented.
Absolutely. What other opportunities have you identified for rail in South Africa and how it can contribute to a smarter mobility?
Well, I think firstly, the current plans that government has in terms of investing in new rolling stock and revitalization of network is quite a good foundation for us to build on in terms of expanding rail in South Africa. Going forward, I think the major cities in South Africa are ready for light rail solutions that could assist in resolving the congestion that we have in the big cities. If you look at the growth points in Johannesburg, around the Lanseria area and so forth, we think that, you know, light rail solutions could actually enable or resolve the issues of congestions that passengers are currently experiencing in other metros, KZN and so forth. We think light rail solutions could really be a good opportunity to build on and what we already have. I think there's also a lot, if you look at a freight perspective, there's also a lot of goods that are currently being transported by road that really should be transported by rail, and that would improve road congestions, particularly on the national roads, and would also improve passenger safety by ensuring that we reduce the number of trucks that we currently have on the road and moving a lot of those goods onto rail.
So there are many upsides for rail, and one good example is Gautrain. But there are also challenges such as accessibility and affordability. So let me go to the affordability issue. How can we include lower income customers to have access to world-class rail systems?
I think Gautrain is really a good story in terms of a successful PPP collaboration between private sector and public sector in delivering large infrastructure. I think that if we're talking about access to a system like the Gautrain, the simplistic response would be that, you know, government would consider subsidies into the system. But I really do think that, you know, outside of the Gautrain, that government has really a wide network that is far reaching, that could be accessible, that could be affordable, that is safe, and that would be attractive if we put in the effort to ensure that that network is functional. So a system like the Gautrain is not necessarily going to be a panacea or a solution for all the issues that we have about mass mobility in the province or in the country. So there should be a broader focus on ensuring that the passenger service that we have in the country is capacitated, it's available, it's safe, and it's really affordable for passengers. And I think that has been achieved in the past. And if we deal with the current challenges that we have on the system, this would really resolve the issues for mobility, particularly for low-income passengers that are currently have to contend with other alternatives.
Exactly, because we have to make sure that we are creating a mobility for all. But now my second challenge that I'd like you to answer is one of accessibility. So we know that a train can't drop you at your doorstep. So it solves that middle mile challenge, but it doesn't really take into factor that last mile challenge. So how can we ensure that rail is working with other modes of transport to eliminate that last mile challenge that people face?
And I think that this is why, and as we always talk about an integrated transport solution does not translate into a rail solution only, but it's a solution that takes into account all modes of transport that are available to be able to offer a passenger an experience of being able to move from where they need to go to their final destination. So while rail may not always offer you that solution on the last mile, there is other solutions that are available, e-hailing services, enabling bicycle lanes, e-cars, and so forth, that should be integrated in the total solution. And this would be really enabled by ensuring that, you know, we use data to ensure that those alternative or those last mile solutions are available when required. And all the solutions are available on the market, but it's about being able to create a system that is integrated, that allows communication, that allows information for passengers at any given point in time to be able to plan their travel.
Exactly. And it's all also about having that access to transparent and open data so that, when you're actually taking the train, you can actually see that your options of last mile could perhaps be an electric bike. It could perhaps be a bicycle, like a normal bicycle, or it could be an Uber or even a minibus taxi.
Correct.
So one key benefit for us to transform completely and rely on rail is that rail is the lowest carbon emission transmitter in transport. Okay, so it just makes sense for us to use it as a main mode of public transport. How can we leverage on this, and how can we encourage the commuter to rely on rail instead of relying on the minibus taxi?
Yeah, so I mean, integrated rail systems provide sustainable foundations for the future of transportation while preserving the environment. So we all share the same concerns about our current environmental challenges that emanate from different human activities that we have on a day-to-day. So traffic congestion has tremendous effect on our cities today, air quality and the quality of life that we have. So effective railway systems are more reliable, predictable, since they have a standardized transit schedule and are not hindered by traffic or even bad weather. Therefore, an effective national rail system will be able to connect cities, residential and industrial areas within the country, leading to an improved and cost-effective economic activity. And I think, you know, with all the challenges we're having about air quality, climate change, and South Africa, for example, introducing carbon tax, will increasingly make rail more competitive and more attractive as an alternative to road transportation. And as consumers become more conscious about issues of climate change and air quality, you know, they will increasingly make different choices that are not just based on today's cost, but the long-term economic cost of some of the choices that they're making.
Absolutely. Just a follow-up question on that. Is there like any research or data that you are trying to collect at the moment to try understand how the commuter moves and to try understand their behavior towards transportation, like how they take transport or how they prefer to take transport?
Yeah, we do rely on a number of sources in terms of having data to understand, consumer behavior, to understand consumer choices. But at the end of the day, you know, we rely on policymakers being able to rely on such real and factual data to be able to make choices about, you know, development that is required to enable mobility of people within cities and within countries.
So I'm not holding you to anything, right? I know at SMA, Smarter Mobility Africa, you mentioned the possibility of launching trams in Gauteng. Okay, I'm not quoting you, but I heard something like that. So when do you think we'll see this happening in Johannesburg?
Well, I mean, as Alstom, we truly do believe that Johannesburg is ready for a light rail solution such as a tram. Obviously, we are dependent on the Gauteng province to assess the timing of such a solution versus other solutions that may be available. And we eagerly await such announcement and understanding, you know, how that also integrates into the bigger transport network for the city.
Okay, so you're saying that Alstom is currently working with government to launch that or to make it happen?
No, I mean, it's purely a decision of government. We can only showcase solutions that are available and that we think are implementable within the city, but it's the government runs an independent procurement programs in terms of how they arrive at the right solutions for Gauteng.
Got it. Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Now, in a more broader aspect, moving out of Gauteng in South Africa, what is the plan for Alstom improving rail, creating more development within the rail sector across Africa?
So, I mean, I think the there's a lot of talk about the free trade agreement, and I think the biggest enabler for that and for the continent to be able to enable intra-country trading is mobility, and I think rail will be the biggest enabler of that. We are engaged in a number of countries in terms of understanding what the plans are for rail. We've got a lot of business development activities that we undertake to try and understand that and to support the plans that all the governments have at a point in time to be able to do that. So we promote greener and smarter mobility solutions that are available. We develop and market solutions that provide sustainable foundations for the future of transportation. So, you know, we've got a wide portfolio of products that can support all those ambitions by the different government.
Are there any particular countries that you're targeting in the continent?
I think if you look at the region, all the countries do have demand for mobility. So literally, each country in our cluster, each country on the continent has an ambition to implement mobility solutions. And so we are engaged really in just about each country. And we are convinced that access to transport is an essential factor of social progress and economic development. And this is our mission support the transition towards global sustainable transport systems that are inclusive, that are environmentally friendly, that are safe and efficient while implementing a socially responsible business model.
Absolutely. So after this conversation, I mean, it is very, very clear and apparent that the role of rail in smarter mobility is quite important. So what do you think is in the future for rail to be included in smarter mobility?
I think there is a future for smart mobility, for rail in smart mobility. I think that, you know, yes, rail projects are usually long-term, but we are convinced that there is potential. We've seen a lot of green shoots, particularly on the continent in terms of announcement for new projects. So we do think that there will be a vibrant future for rail in the short to medium term.
Well, I certainly hope so, especially the tram part, eagerly waiting for me to get into a tram. I've never been in a tram before, so I hope the government
it'll be the first for our region. So if you look at, you know, Southern Africa, it'll be the first for us. And it will be really exciting for South Africa to have that flagship project.
Exactly. And you mentioned as well in your presentation that, you know, the city of Joburg has always been the leader of change and technology. So
Absolutely.
It's not hard to believe. Well, that's a good way. That's a good way for us to actually end the conversation for today. And I'm sure we'll be talking more about rail and its role and its transition into smarter mobility. So thank you so much, Makololo from Alstom. She is the Director of Business Development, Sales and Marketing.
Thank you so much, Nazi, for the opportunity. We really want to make sure that people love rail and that they see the benefit of rail in improving the quality of day-to-day experience in terms of their mobility between the various nodal points that they need to get to. So we are very excited to be part of this conversation.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Thank you.